One of the issues that comes up this year, these weeks, is how to assess the halachic status of Adar Rishon in relation to, in comparison to, Adar Sheni. And specifically with regard to yahrzeits, those who have a yahrzeit, for a parent who passed away during an Adar in a year where there's only one Adar, what to do in a year when there's two Adars, but it also comes up in other areas of halacha as well. So to begin, the Mishnah in Maseches Megillah Daf Vav tells us that Karus HaMegillah V'Adar HaRishon, if Klal Yisrael read the Megillah on Yud Daled Adar, over what was at that time a regular year, finished Abra HaShana, and then they decide to make it a Shana Mubaris. So the Mishnah says, okay, you have to repeat the Megillah in the second Adar. The Mishnah concludes, Ein Bein Adar HaRishon, Adar HaSheni, Elekriyas HaMegillah, Umatanas Lavyonim. The Mishnah says, the only distinction between Adar Rishon and Adar HaSheni is reading the Megillah and Matanas Lavyonim. That must be done in the second Adar. Even if you did it in the first Adar, you've got to repeat it again in the second Adar. So the Rush there writes as follows, and Simon Zayin the Rush says, the Mishnah, which says the only distinction between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni is Megillah and Matanas Lavyonim, says the Rush, that means that when they already read the Megillah in Adar Rishon, and then it became a Shana Mubaris, you need to repeat Megillah and Matanas Lavyonim, but any other performance that was done in Adar Rishon, says the Rush, no need to repeat it. So, for example, the Rush says that even when we say there's an Isser of Hespid and Tainis on both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, Yudalad and Tesvav, the Rush says that means if you read the Megillah already on Yudalad Adar Rishon, and then they declared a Shana Mubaris, so then the Isser Hespid and Tainis applies on both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. But he says, this is the key line, in a year when you knew ahead of time that it's a Shana Mubaris, there is no Isser Hespid V'tainis on Adar Rishon, Yudalad, and Tesvav. So writes the Rush. And his Lashon is, Heichad Nis Abra, Hashana Kodem Adar Rishon. If you knew going into Adar Rishon, it's a Shana Mubaris, he says, then the Adar Rishon is like Shvat. That's the key line in the Rush. If you knew going into Adar Rishon that this is going to be a Shana Mubaris, you knew ahead of time. Two Adars this year, like we do every year, whenever there's Shana Mubaris, we know ahead of time. Shana Mubaris, the Rush says, if that's the case, Adar Rishon is Shvat. There's no Isser Hespid V'tainis, according to the Rush, on Yudalad Adar Rishon and Tesav Adar Rishon, because if you know ahead of time, then it's just another month of Shvat. That's all it is. We, of course, don't pass him that way. We know that the Rambam, for example, makes no distinction. He says that Yudalad and Tesvav is also the Hespid V'tainis, both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. He doesn't distinguish whether you knew ahead of time that there's going to be a Shana Mubaris and did not know ahead of time. There's always an Isser Hespid V'tainis on Adar Rishon, Tesvav, and Yudalad, just as there is in Adar Sheni. So in Machlokas, the Rush and the Rambam, for us, for example, we know always in advance when there's a Shana Mubaris. So if that's the case, the Rush says, if you know in advance there's two Adars, then Adar Rishon is another Shvat. That's all it is. And according to the Rush, there's no Isser Hespid V'tainis in Adar Rishon. Rashenkin, according to the Rambam, even when you know ahead of time, there is an Isser Hespid V'tainis in Adar Rishon, just as there is in Adar Sheni. Halacha L'maaseh, as we know, the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Reish Tzadi Zayin quotes this Machlokas Rishonim. Some say that there is an Isser Hespid V'tainis, Yodal and Tesvav Adar Rishon. Some say there's no Isser Hespid V'tainis, and there are more Paskins, like we know, Minig Kasvar Rishona, that there is an Isser Hespid V'tainis in Adar Rishon, even though you know ahead of time there's going to be a second Adar, we still don't view Adar Rishon as Shvat, we view it as an Adar, and there's an Isser Hespid V'tainis in both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni on Yudal and Tesvav. That's the psak of the Rama. Perhaps another application, as I mentioned, with regard to the Din of Yahrzeit. So the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Avelos tells us that it's a mitzvah to fast on the day of a parent's yahrzeit. That's the psak in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Beis in Yerodea. It's a mitzvah to fast on the day of the yahrzeit of a parent or of a mother. And the Mari Mintz explains in his Tshuvas, why is that a minhag to fast on the day of a Yahrzeit? He says the reason is because the day of a Yahrzeit is a day when one has clearly not such good mazel. Either that's why the individual fasts on the day of the Yahrzeit, or it's to bring about a kapara for the nifter, for the parent. Maybe that's why the individual fasts on the day of the Yahrzeit. Brahma Zaka Abba, what I do is a schus to my father. And so therefore, the Mariman says, the minhag is to fast on the day of a parent's Yahrzeit. What happens in a year like this, when there's two Adars, and one's parent passed away in a year, there was only one Adar? So in Tov Kuf Samachas, the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Zayin as follows, Kishaira Yom Shemes Avivo Imo Ba'adar, a Yahrzeit is in Adar, V'Hashanah Muperes, and this year is a double Adar, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Yisana Ba'adar Sheni. According to the Shulchan Aruch, one fasts in the second month. That's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Rama says, V'yesh Omrim, D'yisana Barishon. Rama says, no, some say fast in the first month. In the first month. And Rama says, the minhag is L'hisanos Barishon. Rama says, the minhag is, if an Ashkenazi has a Yahrzeit in Adar, and this year there's two Adars, the minhag is to fast in the first Adar, says Rama. But he adds, Yesh Machmirim, to fast on both the Yahrzeit in the first month and the Yahrzeit in the second month. Okay, so Rama seems to say, Ikra Din, Yahrzeit is observed in the first Adar, Yesh Machmirim, to fast on both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Nowadays, that many have replaced the minhag to fast with the minhag to make a tikkun. The Yesh Machmir is not such a machmir anymore. Used to be it was more of a machmir. Fast first month and second month. Okay, whatever the observance of the earth it is, fasting or tikkun, the Rama says, Yesh Machmirim to fast on both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. So once again, one gets the impression from the Rama that the Iker Yahrzeit is the first Adar, Yesh Machmirim to do both. So both with regard to Hespid Vatinus, Rama says, we treat the first Adar like an Adar, Isser Hespid Vatinus. With regard to Yahrzeit, Rama also says, meaning is to observe it, Maker did in the first Adar, and Yesh Machmirim for do both Adars. What's of interest is that when it comes to a bar mitzvah boy who was born in a regular one Adar year, and now the question becomes, it's a double Adar year this year. Which month is his bar mitzvah in? So Rama says in Simen Nun Hei, someone was born in Adar and becomes bar mitzvah in a Shana Muperes. Rama says he only becomes bar mitzvah in Adar Sheni, second month. So the question is somewhat apparent. When it comes to the Isser of Hesped Vatinus, Rama says Adar Rishon is not like Shabbat, it's like Adar. There's an Isser of Hesped Vatinus in the first Adar. When it comes to a Yahrzeit, Rama says, the Ikar Adin, the Yahrzeit is the first Adar. You want to be Machmir, fast both months. But the Ikar Adin, the Rama says, first Adar. All of a sudden, a bar mitzvah boy, when he's a bar mitzvah, he was born in a one Adar year, now it's a two Adar year. Rama says, second Adar. My high, why not the first Adar? The same way there's an Hesper Batinus in the first Adar, the same way there's a Yahrzeit in the first Adar. Why not say the bar mitzvah boy also only becomes a mitzvah in the second Adar? So that was the question that was, I guess, posed by many and addressed by Reb Chaim, as quoted in Sefer HaRei Kedem, who said as follows. He said, when it comes to Yahrzeit, when it comes to Isser Hesped on Purim, that is a halacha that depends upon the day, the date of the passing of the death of the parent. The date of Purim, Yudal Adar, Tesav Adar. So in both of those halachos, the Rama says, well, the first Adar is also considered an Adar day of Yahrzeit, an Adar day of Isser Hesper Vatinus. When it comes to a halacha that's dependent upon a date, a particular day, the first Adar is just as much a date in Adar with regard to Yahrzeit and with regard to Isser Hesper Vatinus as the second Adar is. When it comes to bar mitzvah, however, there the halacha is dependent upon a year's, 13 complete years. When it comes to years, then Reb Chaim says, Rama is telling us that you must wait until the conclusion of 13 complete years Adar Rishon might be his birth date, but it's not the end of the 13th year. Because when there's two Adars in a year, the second Adar is still part of that same year. So if you're waiting for the conclusion of the 13th year, then you have to wait until the second Adar. Only then is the boy able to say, now I'm a bar mitzvah, now I'm ben yud gimel shana, now I'm a gadol, legabe mitzvos, and only then he becomes a gadol and no longer a katan. So the distinction is one of whether it's a question of a date, a day, yortzeit, isser hesped v'tainus. In that case, the first adar counts as that same halachic date. There's an isser hesped, on yidal adar rishon, tesel adar rishon. When it comes to yortzeit, Mikra Din Rama says, it's a date that we're looking at in terms of a day on which one wants to attain kapara for one's parent by fasting. One wants to perhaps do tshuva for oneself because Isra Mazle, he has bad mazel on that date. Okay, so that same Adar Rishon, that same date. When it comes to a bar mitzvah, which is a shiloh of shanim, when he becomes a full 13 years old, then you wait until the end of the second Adar, until his birthday in Adar Sheni, because only at that point is he considered now a ben Yud Gimel Shana.